Up next on American Restoration.
Hey.
Tyler's on the phone.
What'd you do now?
Whenever Tyler calls me from school, it's never a good thing.
All right. Be there in a minute. Ron! Let's go. We gotta run.
I have a little ice box. I would like to make it into a wine chiller.
Normally, I don't re-engineer stuff, but the customer's always right.
Whoa!
My dad wants us to go see if we can find some of the missing parts.
You seen anything at all yet?
No.
This is hopeless.
Remember back in the day when things were made by hand and people took pride in their work? My name's Rick Dale, and I bring these things back to life. Every restoration has its own set of challenges. There's no owner's manual for what we do, but there's no job we can't handle.
Rick! Rick! Rick,
hey.
Tyler's on the phone.
What'd you do now?
Whenever Tyler calls me from school, it's never a good thing. I'm not really sure what this is about, but I'm pretty damn sure it's not about him getting on the honor roll.
All right, be there in a minute. Bye. Ron, let's go, we gotta run. What's up, what you got?
So when I was leaving the parking lot earlier, I saw this, and when I walked up to it, it said Maxwell, so I'm just assuming it's an old coffee machine.
Help me spin it around. It's cool. By the plate, you know, it says it's a stoner.
Normally, when Tyler calls me from school, he did something wrong. But I'll be damned, I think this time he found some.
Well, I see why they threw it out. It's missing a lot of parts. Is that like thing for cups?
I don't know. I didn't even know they made vending machines for coffee.
Yeah, they did.
With the first coffee machines,
a guy literally came in and he poured coffee in a thing and you pushed it and it would give you coffee out and you got, you know, all day old coffee. But the cool thing about this machine is that they actually could put in a dime and you'd literally get fresh coffee.
This vending machine was such a revolutionary idea when it came out. For the first time, you didn't have to worry about getting coffee that had been sitting around all day.
I have never done one, but I have seen a picture. This thing here had a girl's face on it, and then it had all glass here, and then it would have an area to where you push a button to where you get cream or sugar or hot chocolate. Tyler, I think this is a great find. Somebody else's trash is our treasure. We'll be able to make some money on it.
So that means I get half, right?
Finder's fee is usually like 10%.
Oh, all right.
Hey, it's not 50.
Okay.
Nice try, though.
I'm really impressed that Tyler even found this thing. Unless it's wearing a skirt, he never seems to notice a damn thing. Tyler is really starting to get this business. He's understanding that if we can get this thing for free, we'll make a lot more money.
Let's go ahead and pull your truck up and we'll load it up. Ready?
Watch the toes. I've never seen you give anyone a finder's fee.
I mean, he did find it.
Can I get a cut of it if I find all the missing parts?
Isn't that what I pay you to do anyways?
Rick, I'm Hubba.
Hubba, good to meet you.
Nice to meet you. I came to Rick's Restoration today. I have a little ice box from 1930s, and I'd like to see if Rick can make it into a little wine chest.
What it was an ice box, right?
Yes, it was. I think the ice went down in here, I believe.
Ice went right here.
Okay. Oh, there's
ice
here.
Goes in here.
I see.
These were in places like rural areas that they didn't have electricity.
Right, right.
Down here is your coldest portion, so you'd keep your milk and your cream. This is Montgomery Ward's. They were in business for like 135 years, selling like all kinds of goodies. So what were you thinking about doing with this?
I would think I would like to make it into a wine chiller.
If you're wanting to do the wine thing, it's like 63 degrees or something like that,
yeah,
constantly for red wine. I'd like to take a refrigerant unit and put it in here.
Is it refrigerated to where it'll only be set to 63 degrees or is it refrigerated like lower?
That's a great question. Can I adjust it?
You could adjust it. Let's say you wanted to go white in here.
Yeah.
I'll need to play with the circulation of it to get it to dial in right. But yes, you can adjust it. I generally don't like re-engineering things, but when a customer wants it, I gotta do it.
Would you change the shelves around?
Actually, what we can do is we can put oak inside here, have little ribs like this. Then I do have some ideas about the outside and the painting and stuff.
Yeah.
I'd like to do it up in like a vineyard style.
That's a nice idea. All right, we need to talk a little price here.
Yeah, I probably have 3 hours in teardown, maybe 4 hours in bodywork, 4 hours in regular solid color paint, and then 10 hours in custom painting.
Yeah.
Then to get to the inside, I want to do all that in oak. And of course, the compressor alone is probably cost $600-700. So a total restoration, you're running right around $2,500.
$2,500?
Dollars. The thing about wine coolers, you know, you got yourself a $200 bottle of wine.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, if that thing gets hot in there, you just ruin $2,000 worth of wine.
True. That's
like
very
that.
True. Very
so
true.
It's very important that it's built correctly.
You're selling me a little bit here. All right, we have a deal.
All right, bud. Let's go inside and write you up. Tyler, let's go ahead and put it in the lineup.
Thank you, Tyler. Nice meeting you.
Nice meeting you.
Okay, Ty, this whole entire plumbing in here has all been welded in. Earlier, Tyler called me from school to tell me that he found an old coffee machine that somebody threw away. It's definitely in bad shape, but I won't know how bad a shape it's in until Tyler and I start tearing it apart.
Holy.
So whatever you do, if you're seeing something like that, I want you taking pictures of it instead of just ripping it out because nobody's gonna know how it goes back together, all right?
What is that?
That's a switch. The majority of the things that are missing on this are the exterior parts.
The glass and the
chrome and the bezels and all that stuff on the front.
This coffee machine is in rough shape. I'm starting to get a little worried because if we can't get it working again, my finder's fee will be around $0, and $0 won't get me very far. It's on fire.
Burning that oil. You're right.
It's hot. Blow. We just tore down the coffee machine, and it's missing a lot. But there's enough for Cowboy to start prep and polishing, and Brettley to start sandblasting. While they're doing that, I'm stuck with my Uncle Ron. My dad wants us to go see if we can find some of the missing parts for the coffee machine.
Tyler and I are searching one of the largest flea markets in the area for coffee machine parts. I've actually had some good luck at flea markets in the past. And I know for a fact that some of these vendors are known for carrying old vending machine parts.
Think Cowboy'd have anything to say if we brought this home? Over our back like this?
One of those.
You seen anything at all yet?
Actually, no.
Earlier, we had an ice box dropped off by a customer. He wants this turned into a functioning wine cooler. So, first things first, my guy's got to tear this thing down.
So, is this a refrigerator?
Yeah, can't you see it says refrigerator?
Oh, so where's the plug?
No plug. It runs off ice. It's an ice box.
Ice box? Where do they get the ice from?
From water.
Well, I know that. It's not like they went out to a lake or something and just cut out a piece of ice or something.
Most people learn by asking questions. There's nothing wrong with asking a good question. But dumb questions irritate the shit out of me.
What's the matter where the ice came from?
I'm tearing it down. I'd like to know, Kyle.
I knew Kyle was anal, not this anal. I mean, we just got started, and it looks like he wants to throw a wrench at my head.
Take the feet off.
Need to put all that in a bag.
What, all the screws?
Don't just throw them in there, bag it and tag it. We work on hundreds of machines a year. There's no manual to put these things together. You just throw the shit around, nobody's gonna know where it goes. And that takes time to figure it out. Time is money.
Oh, this is ridiculous. Can we just cut them off?
Earlier, we found a discarded coffee machine that we're trying to restore. It's missing a ton of parts, so I sent out Ron and Tyler to see what they can find. Meanwhile, I'm having Ted paint this mirror.
The mirror has integrated into it graphics and instructions, so we can't just take a mirror, cut it to shape, and put it on the machine. We have to start from scratch. We have a piece of glass. We will paint the graphics on it, and then we will actually silver it. This glass has to be absolutely spotlessly clean. A little piece of dust can land in it and ruin the silver, where you'd have to remove it and start over again. There's quite a few different chemicals that have to be mixed just at the last minute. Once the actual silvering process begins, it happens right before your eyes. It's kind of like magic. Here we go.
Tyler and I have spent the last 2 hours at this flea market looking for parts for this coffee machine. So far, bam, it's not looking good.
License plates.
We're finding everything here but what we want.
Yeah.
Do you have anything that looks like it would go along with vending machines?
About this box over here. That's what we have right now. If you need anything, just call me, okay?
Okay. All right, thank you. Let's take a look through this stuff. All right, well, this looks like a good mount on it. Could be part of a cup holder. This is definitely a grate for the front, like a drip tray.
They definitely look like parts that go to a vending machine, but just, is it the right vending machine?
Take a look at that.
Oh, yeah.
Right, the filter. I'm not really sure that this is for our machine, but I'm pretty sure it'll work.
Yeah.
Our goal is to always make things as authentic as possible, but sometimes we just can't do that. We may just need to tweak them a little bit, but no matter what, I'm gonna get my cut.
All right, so let's go get that lady over here, and we will show you how it's done. So how much for the whole box?
I'll give you the whole box for $60.
It's a hit and miss kind of thing, and we really, really can't spend $60 on something that's not a definite. How about 40?
40? Well, I gotta talk to the boss and see if she can agree.
Do your best. Use that smile that she used on me.
Okay.
Get her to do it, okay?
Okay. One. The one and know they could take the box for the vendors, $40 for everything. Okay, she said okay.
She did.
We got a deal.
Right on.
Tyler may have found the actual coffee machine, but I just found the parts that are gonna bring it back to life. Looks like I deserve part of that finder's fee after all. Suck on that, Tyler. Take it for the
lead. Have a good day, okay?
Bottom line is, we're eventually gonna sell an entire machine, and not a couple parts Ron found at a flea market. Finder's fee should go 100% to me. I found it.
You got that?
Yeah.
Everybody's been working hard on this icebox. Bradley removed all the original paint, Phil smoothed out the body, and I just gave the entire shell a couple of fresh coats of paint. So now Cowboy and Kyle gotta build the inside and hook up the refrigerant unit.
You gotta make sure that we keep it all the way over here so that we hide my nails.
Okay.
I'm known around here as the Prince of Prep and Polish, but I'm really a carpenter at heart.
I'll step back and look at it, see if it looks right. That's where it's gonna mess up.
Looks like it's down here.
I made these 5 oak shelves that Rick says have to tether to the cork. I think that means they have to be slanted. This is why I drink beer, because beer doesn't need to tether to anything but my mouth.
Sometimes Rick won't call me for weeks, and sometimes he'll have me working on several projects at one time, and now is definitely one of those times. I'm gonna be painting some original artwork on the exterior doors of an icebox that Rick is converting into a wine cooler. Rick wants to use something of an Art Nouveau design. Art Nouveau uses a lot of trees and leaves and fruit and scroll work.
Most of the designs are actually quite detailed.
So I think it'll come out really good, but I can't make any promises.
We've been trying to restore an old coffee machine that Tyler found in a dumpster behind his school. These are just like the vending machines used in the early Las Vegas hotels and resorts, like the El Rancho, which had an Old West cowboy theme. My goal is to eventually sell this thing, and I think it's a great tribute to the pioneering days of this town to give it the exact same Western look and feel of the first Las Vegas themed hotels. But what we do to the outside won't mean a damn thing if the inside of this thing doesn't work. We've been working right up to the last minute converting this icebox into a wine chiller.
Good to go.
The customer's on his way, and I've never done one of these things, so I'm really excited to see the look on his face when he sees it.
I came down to Rick's Restoration today to pick up my 1932 Montgomery Ward icebox, and I'm ready to see it.
Hey, Hubba, how's it going? You must be here for the wine cooler.
I got a call from your dad. He said it's ready. Now, how did it turn out?
Hey, Hubba, what you looking for?
Whoa, Rick, look at that. That looks fantastic. I am absolutely shocked. This was such a great surprise. It is perfect.
Pretty awesome, huh?
That looks really, really good. What a great job.
So how we did it was we shot this in the cream first, and then we had our art guy just go to town on this right here. It hand-painted the whole thing, and it just really sets it off, I think.
Absolutely terrific. The artwork far exceeded my expectations. I have red grapes, white grapes, a swirl going down into a wine glass. Let me ask you a question. Did you get the opportunity to we have the white with one temperature and the red with the other temperature?
Well, let me show you what I did. The outside's pretty, but you gotta see the inside.
Wow.
On the bottom, this is the area that's the coolest. So those are your whites.
Right.
Over here, it goes from whites up to reds. And then we handmade all of these racks out of oak. And we've got them leaning so that the wine is heading to the cork like it should be. Now in here, this is actually a refrigerant unit that we painted it wood green in there to match this because it's plastic. So that's actually the piece that gets cold.
So that's a cold plate.
It's a cold plate, exactly.
I get it.
So this area here can hold white, it could hold beer, it could hold whatever you want.
I can't wait to show this off.
We came in right at budget.
Ooh, something over here likes that a lot.
All right, we'll get somebody to help you load that. Let's go inside and we'll take some of your cash.
Ah, oh. I am going to display that. That's a showpiece. And for $2,500, I'm going to talk a lot about it.
Tyler, we took those parts you guys got at the flea market, but I'm not quite sure they're going to fit. What'd you pay for these?
Me and Ron got the whole box for $40.
Ron and you?
Ron and I.
It's going to be great if these parts fit in the coffee machine, because that means we'll be able to make it work. Which means I might actually get a finder's fee after all. No thanks to Ron.
These brackets, I got those all mounted. I don't quite know which goes which here.
I think this is creamer because it needs to be mixed the least. One of those is coffee and one of them is cocoa.
This one here isn't going to reach, is it?
Nope.
Dang it. The trick to making this thing work is to get all the canisters to fit and feed into the main line into the middle. Where's the long one go again? You know, you got to figure it out by trial and error, right?
Bam! And all of them line up.
All right, Tyler, you did a good job getting those parts. You're definitely learning.
I know.
Yeah, don't let it go to your head. We've been working on this coffee machine for several weeks. We used a combination of old and new parts in order to make it work, and then decorated it with a bit of nostalgia. Now, we need a buyer. A little while ago, I sold a visible gas pump at an auction to a guy named Brent. While I was there, the guy bought everything. So I got his number and gave him a call to see if this might be something he'd be interested in.
Well, how are you?
Good to see you again,
Brent.
Good
to see you.
Rick called me and told me that he was in the process of restoring a 50s copy machine, and I'm a product of the 50s. So I came down to look at his restoration, and I'm anxious to see what he's done. Well, this is a real unveiling.
This is an unveiling, yes. So, you ready?
I'm ready.
Here we go.
Voila! Oh, my gosh. When I saw this creation, I couldn't believe it, because as a young boy, I remember the El Rancho Hotel. And to think what he's done to it, the beauty of the thing is just unbelievable.
This is actually a 1954 machine.
Okay.
My son called me one day from school, and he said, Dad, I think I found some kind of a vending machine. So my brother and I ran over, and there was. It was missing a lot of parts, though, a lot of stuff. This is steel, and we made it look like wood.
It's incredible.
My sign painter uses different chemicals and made a mirror. And then he ended up painting all this artwork on the front, all that artwork on the side. Then we ended up chroming the whole thing and polishing it all out.
Oh my gosh.
There's a box in the back that has a ton of cams in it with switches and stuff. And when you put the dime in, it would turn this, drop the cup, and it'd fill your cup.
You know, I really can't believe what you've created here. But yeah. Does it work?
Yeah, of course. And there you go.
And you put lots of cream in it.
Yeah, it's straight up black. I thought that's what you'd like.
I can't believe it. Ooh, boy, that's strong.
Yeah?
The coffee for me was a little strong, but the fact that it works with mechanical parts and not electronics, I mean, absolutely incredible. Okay, Rick, you called me and invited me down to see this. Let's start talking price.
I have a lot of time and money invested in this machine. I'm going to set the price on this at $10,000. That way, just in case he starts negotiating, I'll be able to get between $6,000 and $8,000. The thing is with everything going on in there, I really think it's worth right around $10,000. I thought you'd like it. I thought it was a piece that was it's one of a kind.
You take credit cards?
Yes.
Debit cards?
Yes, sir.
Well, you know, I'd have to say yes.
Oh, you're the man.
Okay.
You make me happy. All right, let's go do some paperwork.
Oh, okay. You know, $10,000 is a lot of money, but it's one of a kind. I'll certainly get a lot of wows, and you're crazy, you know, from my friends and family. But it's the thing I enjoy doing.
Earlier, my dad sold that coffee machine that I found, so I figure it's time for him to pay up. I just have no idea why my uncle's following me.
Rick?
He found parts for it. Last time I checked, that's his job.
What's up, man?
What do you guys want?
We heard the coffee machine sold, dude. I'm here to pick out my money.
No, it's my money. I found the machine.
I found the parts that made it an actual machine.
Okay, but you couldn't have just sold the parts.
Nothing.
What would you
have just sold?
You bought the parts for $20.
Hey!
Here, I'll settle this right now.
What is this?
Oh.
Lunch money?
10%.
There's $30.
10% of what?
It was worth $300 when we found it.
Now, stop bothering me. Get out of here. Get back to work.
$30.
That blows. He's so cheap.
Ridiculously cheap.